Welcome back, everybody, to the deep dive. So today, we're going to be tackling something
okay.
that I think a lot of us think about.
Yeah.
And that's this whole idea of finding purpose.
Right.
You know, in a world that just seems to be going faster and faster.
Absolutely.
And the interesting thing about this is that the source material that we're using to kind of jump into this conversation today is actually another podcast.
Okay. Interesting.
Which is all about inspiring listeners.
Okay.
So can a motivational podcast really help us get practical about purpose?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's what we're going to dive into today.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm excited.
All right. So the episode starts out with this analogy.
Okay.
Of being in like a really crowded mall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just like bombarded with all this sensory overload.
Right. Everything's coming at you.
Everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like follow a map.
Okay.
To get somewhere.
Yeah.
But you can barely hear the directions.
Right.
Over all the noise.
Gotcha. So they're going for that overwhelmed feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that sense of just being completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Sure.
Is finding purpose really just about tuning out distractions?
Right.
Seems a little oversimplified to me.
Yeah. I think that's a valid point.
Don't you think?
I mean, the analogy might work for some people,
yeah.
But it does kind of, I think, risk minimizing the complexity of what it really means to find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But they do move on pretty quickly to something a bit more intriguing,
okay.
Which is this idea of finding a guiding light.
Okay.
And they actually use a verse from Psalms.
Oh, wow.
119.105 about your word being a lamp unto my feet.
Hmm. Interesting.
So bringing in a little bit of faith into it.
Yeah, that kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because it's not like an explicitly religious podcast or anything.
Exactly. And I don't think they're using it in a doctrinal way.
Okay.
I think it's more metaphorical, you know, like less about specific beliefs.
Right.
And more about just finding something that helps you see that next step, even when you can't see the whole path ahead of you.
So it could be faith for some people.
Right.
But it could also be, you know, values or a mentor.
Definitely.
Or even just like a really deep sense of intuition.
Yeah. Anything that gives you that sense of direction.
Exactly. It's about trusting that there's something guiding you.
I like that.
Yeah.
So to actually like bring this to life, though, the episode goes into a bunch of different like case studies.
Yeah.
They introduce us to all sorts of people from different backgrounds and walks of life. And we meet Jason first.
Jeez.
Who starts out as a YouTuber, just trying to, you know, make people laugh.
And make them laugh.
Right? Exactly.
Of course, for fun.
Right. But he realizes that it's not really enough for him.
Yeah. He needs something more.
So he starts doing this deeper segment.
Oh, interesting.
Called Life Lessons from Comedy.
Okay.
And that's when his audience really seems to connect.
Yeah.
And like his purpose kind of clicks into place.
It's like he finds that sweet spot.
Yeah. And what I thought was really interesting is they highlight how it wasn't just about changing what he was doing.
Right.
But tapping into the why behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the deeper motivation.
It's like the why is more important than the what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what are you actually trying to achieve here?
Okay. I like that.
And then there's Maria.
Maria.
Who's this baker.
Okay.
Who's completely like burnt out.
Oh, no.
Trying to juggle her business and family life.
That's so tough.
It is. And she figures out a way to kind of weave her passion for baking.
Okay.
With this desire to help others.
How does she do that?
So she starts donating all this bread to local shelters.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what's really cool is her business actually starts thriving as a result.
Wow. So it's almost like her purpose is found right at that intersection.
Yeah.
Of what she loves and what the world needs.
I think so. Yeah. It's a pretty compelling idea.
It is.
And the episode keeps going like this with all these stories about purpose
and
how it can look so different for everybody.
I'm curious to hear more.
So next we meet Ethan, who's really struggling in college.
Oh, no.
But ends up finding his purpose in mentoring at-risk kids.
Wow. So it's not like you have to have it all figured out by a certain age.
Right. Exactly. And there's no one right path either.
Okay. That's good to hear.
And then there's Rachel.
Rachel.
Who starts a successful online business at 65.
What? 65?
Yeah. Selling these handmade quilts.
Get out. Okay. That is inspiring.
Right. Like it's never too late.
Never too late.
To tap into what you're passionate about and make a difference.
I love that.
And then finally we meet Malik.
Okay.
Who goes from this like soul-crushing corporate job to finding his calling as a career coach.
Okay, Kirk.
Well, helping other people find their path.
Nice. So he turned his job into a calling.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's interesting because like a lot of these stories have this common thread.
What's that?
Like, it seems like our struggles often lead us towards our purpose.
Yeah.
It's almost like those challenges are actually pushing us
right
in the right direction.
What do you think about that?
I think it's really interesting. And they even say straight up that our difficulties
yeah.
often have these valuable clues hidden in them
mm-hmm.
about what we're meant to do.
So maybe it's not about avoiding the hard stuff.
Right.
It's about leaning into it.
Exactly.
And seeing it as a chance to grow.
Yeah, and maybe even like a signpost
oh.
pointing you in the right direction.
I like that.
So it's like those tough moments are actually opportunities
yeah.
for self-discovery.
That's so cool. I'm really curious to hear
yeah.
where they go with this.
To figure out who you really are.
Okay, but all these stories are really inspiring.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person who also wants like the practical stuff.
Right.
Like, did they give any actual advice beyond all these anecdotes?
They did. They actually have a whole list of practical takeaways. It's like yeah. they wanted to make sure they weren't just like pumping you up with inspiration, but actually giving you some tools
okay, cool.
to actually start exploring your purpose.
All right. I'm ready. Hit me with it.
So the first one they talk about is discovering your gifts.
Okay.
And they're not talking about like, you know,
right.
some magical hidden talent or anything.
Yeah.
It's more about just paying attention to what you're naturally good at.
Right.
What comes easily to you.
Like, what are you already doing?
Exactly. And they actually have this really cool question. They mm-hmm. say, ask yourself, what do people thank me for? As like a starting point.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. Because sometimes I think we overlook those things.
Totally.
The things that come naturally to us.
Yeah, we take them for granted.
But they could be pointing us right towards our purpose.
Absolutely.
Okay, so pay attention to your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
They talk a lot about the importance of reflection.
Okay.
And even prayer or meditation, if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating that space away from the busyness to really connect with yourself.
Okay, so kind of like hitting the pause button
yeah.
on life so you can actually hear your inner voice.
Exactly.
I can dig it. What else did they say?
Okay, so this one's kind of a biggie.
Okay.
Start small.
Okay.
Don't get overwhelmed by this huge concept.
It can feel really big.
Of finding your purpose right.
Right.
Just take one meaningful action today.
Okay.
However tiny it is.
Mm-hmm.
That aligns with your values or your aspirations.
So it's about like taking action.
Yeah.
And building momentum.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like that.
Proving to yourself that you can actually make progress.
Even if it's just one baby step at a time.
Exactly. One step at a time.
I like that.
And they actually suggest journaling as a way to like track your progress.
Okay.
And like the insights you're having along the way.
Journaling has always been a struggle for me though.
Yeah.
Like, are there other ways to do that?
Oh, for sure.
Like if writing isn't really your thing.
Absolutely. You could do like voice notes.
Okay. Or create a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just talk things through with like a trusted friend or mentor.
Okay. So find a way that works for you.
Yeah. The key is just to like capture those aha moments
right.
and track your progress over time.
Makes sense.
Okay. So journaling check. Or some version of that.
Yeah.
What else
is in the toolbox?
This one might seem obvious, but community and mentorship are so important. Like, don't try to do this alone.
Yeah.
Share your aspirations with people who support you.
Mm-hmm.
Seek guidance from people who inspire you.
Right.
Learn from people who've already walked the path you're on.
It's like that saying, right?
Yeah.
If you want to go fast, go alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go far, go together.
Exactly.
Community is key.
It makes such a difference.
It really does.
And then last but not least,
yeah.
patience.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know, right?
Especially in today's world.
It is.
Where everything's so fast-paced.
Exactly. But finding purpose isn't a race. It's a journey that unfolds over time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about surrendering to the process.
Yeah.
And trusting that things will unfold as they should.
Absolutely. And that kind of brings us back to this idea.
Okay.
That they kept hinting at.
Yeah.
This whole purpose being contagious thing.
Right. That's the part that I'm still like.
Yeah.
Kind of wrestling with.
I get it.
Like, what do they mean by that?
So they're basically saying that when you find your purpose.
Yeah.
It can inspire the people around you.
Okay.
To do the same.
Okay.
Like a ripple effect of positive change.
Okay. But is it really that simple though?
That's a good question.
Like, can't you find your purpose and just like.
Right.
Keep it to yourself?
Yeah.
Does it always have to have this outward impact on others?
I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's not one that they fully addressed. I think
yeah.
they were definitely leaning into that inspirational angle.
Yeah.
But maybe that's where we can dig a little deeper.
Yeah. It does feel like they're saying that once you have a purpose, then you automatically become this like inspiration to everyone around you.
Right.
Which is a nice thought, but I don't know.
It's a little idealistic, maybe.
Yeah. And is it putting like pressure on people?
Yeah. Does it make people feel like if their purpose isn't changing the world, then it's not good enough?
Exactly.
What about people who find purpose in things that are more solitary?
Right.
Does that mean their purpose is less meaningful because it doesn't have this big outward impact?
It's an interesting point.
It is.
I'm kind of seeing how this contagious purpose idea could actually be kind of limiting.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Even though it's like well-intentioned.
Right.
Maybe it's not so much about purpose being contagious.
Yeah.
As it is about the potential for it to inspire.
I like that.
Like when you see someone living their purpose, it can be really powerful to witness.
Yeah, it makes you think.
And it might make other people kind of stop and think about their own lives.
Yes.
So it's not about like forcing your purpose on others.
Right.
It's more about the way you live it that might spark something in them.
It's like a subtle difference, but I think it's important.
Yeah, I think it's a really important distinction.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off having to change the world.
Yeah.
And it allows for the possibility that just being true to yourself can make a difference in ways you might not even realize.
That's awesome.
I think so.
Well, this has been such a cool deep dive.
It has.
I can't believe we got all this from just one podcast episode.
I know, right? So much to think about.
I know. So to everyone listening, what resonated with you the most?
Yeah. What are you taking away from this conversation?
Maybe you're feeling inspired to look closer at your own challenges.
Yeah.
And see if there are any clues hidden there.
Or maybe you're thinking differently about your passions and how they could connect with the world around you.
Whatever it is, we encourage you to keep exploring.
Yes, keep asking questions.
Yeah, stay curious.
And trust the journey.
As you continue on your own path to finding purpose.
You got this.
All right, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
See ya.